Good morning, Zodiac. This is Brock speaking. How can I help?
Yes, hello. I'm wondering whether I can get an appointment today to bring Chucky to see Dr. Vanessa. I think she's the avian vet.
Yeah, for sure. I'm also an avian vet too. I've probably got some times. I've only got one appointment left at about 1:20 today. Otherwise, we do have appointments tomorrow. Vanessa's free tomorrow as well as myself too, but just in the morning.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Well, what's happening with Chucky? Maybe that might help us as well.
Yeah. In the last 24 hours, I noticed she was a bit quiet yesterday, you know, not very vocal. She is an older Chook, but she's in superb condition.
Yep.
I've just noticed, an unusual dropping, and she, this morning, didn't take to her food, and she's always, you know, typical Chook, lots of food.
There
is something going on. The droppings are different, so I have a good sample of the droppings, which would be good to get them tested.
Right.
It's just that. It's in the last 24 hours.
Well, does today work for you? Because I'll just see. Usually Vanessa does a half day. I'll just check if we can fit you in before she goes this afternoon. Would you mind just holding for a sec?
Yes, okay.
Thanks. We can fit you in about 12 o'clock today with Vanessa. Probably down
can you believe I've got someone coming? Okay, I might have to postpone the other person. Because we're going away. Wouldn't you know, it always happens, going away next Monday for a week, and I have someone coming to look after my birds and Chooks, and they're coming at 12 o'clock today.
And
life is never simple, but my husband could bring Chucky up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so let's take it. Let's take the 12 o'clock. That would be just fine.
Okay, awesome.
One way or another.
Have you been here before?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
So I'm very keen to check you out as avian vets because, you know, you're rare.
There's not many of us, hey? So,
no.
Okay, well, that's right. Well, all I'll have to do now is I just take your details as a client, make your file, and then add your chicken on as a patient to your file. So just take some details.
Okay,
So this is this your home phone number, is it?
I'll give you my mobile. Yeah, I am ringing on the old landline. I'm sitting at my desk and the computer. So 0404 118 700.
700, easy. And what was your first and last name?
Linda. And Linda. Krosch is the second name. KROSCH.
Yep. Cool. And then your best email address?
Would be, I'll give you crazy, CRAZY.
Yep.
QLDER.
Yep.
@gmail.com.
Right. Cool. And then just your address, Linda? Street address?
Yes. 5 Carter, C-A-R-T-E-R.
Yep.
Court.
Yep.
Bunya, B-U-N-Y-A.
Bunya, very good. I feel like I recognise your name from the Chermside bird vet.
Yeah, and I'm thinking you're Dr. Brock.
Yes. Yeah, we moved over here after the UPB takeover, so Al's here and Hannah works here sometimes as well.
Okay.
Very cool.
Okay, awesome.
Cool.
I'm just wondering if I don't know who it was who I took this Chook to at Chermside about a year ago. Do you remember when, you know, the vet felt that she had a lump or something and she had issues with, she had an impacted crop. And do you remember this story?
Oh, I've probably seen about 100.
No.
What you can do is you can actually ask Chermside to email the history to us as well, so we've got a bit more sort of information about it. So you can probably just bring them after us and then get them to send it over. Be good.
Okay. All right.
But yeah,
okay. Thank you.
Oh, no, sorry. What's the bird's name, Linda? Sorry?
Sorry?
What's the bird's name?
Just Chooky.
Chooky? Is that IE or Y?
Oh, it doesn't matter. Whatever. IE, I suppose.
Cool. And what type of chicken is she?
Oh, she's a... oh, God. She's an Australorp cross or hybrid or something. I just can't even think of the name of the people.
Leghorn, maybe? Cross Leghorn? That's right.
And she's a Australorp.
Yep.
She's a hybrid. She's not a pedigree.
Okay.
Oh, I just can't. I'm totally blank at the moment. I can't think of the people who breed them in the Lockyer Valley.
It's okay. It's not that important. But do you know how old she is as well?
Oh, look, she must be at minimum of 6. So she's doing very well.
Great. She's in there. Cool.
Yeah.
All right, so I'll just update that on here. So you said just a bit lethargic, bit off, not quite right 24 hours.
Yep.
And changing droppings.
Yes. I'll bring that sample too. It's on cardboard, so it should be respectable. Or do you think it's not worth it? She'll probably do one in the box.
Yeah, look, I mean, if she's not eating too much, she might not poo for us here. So if you can bring it, we'll look at it. But if there's a fresh one, we'll just use that.
Okay.
But yeah, if you could ring or email the Chermside practice, they're now called the Unusual Pet Vets Chermside.
Yeah.
You can ask them to send the history to us over at Exotics Vet. So our email address, if you're ready for it. Actually, they should know our email address. That's not a problem. So that should be fine.
I think it's on your website, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just our website. It should be there easily. So
exoticsvet@mail.com.
Yep. So that should be fine. So,
okay.
But yeah, if you could ask them to send it over before 12 for the appointment time. They've just been quite slack at sending stuff to us. So hopefully...
Okay.
Get something a bit. But yeah, that'd be useful. Cool.
Okay.
Right, you're
I'll ring now.
Perfect.
Thank you.
No worries. See you then. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye. It's either me or Neil, my husband, he'll come.
Cool.
Okay.
All right.
Great. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.